Last time we were together, I remarked how there were people who say they support democracy and freedom until it costs them a little something. Well, thankfully, that number of people in America, at least according to a new poll, is on the very small side. A poll by Quinnipiac found that 71% of Americans supported a ban on Russian oil. Break that down, 66% of Republicans gave a thumbs up to the idea, 82% of Democrats. 22% were opposed to the idea, 7% either didn't know or didn't feel like answering. Also going to the survey, 56% of Americans say the U.S. has not been tough enough, while 30% say that the measures taken by the Biden administration, just about right. When asked if Biden is responding to the Russian invasion of Ukraine well, Americans, there's a bit more of a division. 42% say they approve, 45% disapprove. You look at the political breakdown, 76% of Republicans disapprove, while 77% of Democrats give a thumbs up. They approve. Poll also shows most Americans, 78%, support accepting Ukrainian refugees into the U.S. That's something New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy has let the White House know, that he would be welcome to having New Jersey welcome Ukrainian refugees. Going back to the Quinnipiac poll, most Americans support fighting back against Russia should its forces attack a country belonging to NATO. About 79% support fighting Russia if that were to happen. Going back to that 71% in favor, 22% of people against a ban on Russian oil, because it pretty much hits their wallet, I guess, is the key objection of that 22%. Always looked at a poll number spread like that, wondered what a person in that smaller group, in this case that 22%, what were they thinking? I found one of those people. Here he is, Greg Kelly from Newsmax.
Absolutely horrible what's happening over there. It looks like, it reminds me actually of Full Metal Jacket, the Vietnam movie. I mean, look at this. This is urban combat. This is Kharkiv. We see the video here. I haven't seen anything like this really outside of, well, I saw something of it in Iraq, but really the movies, World War II, this level of destruction, this is wild. This is heartbreaking. I wish we could do more. I do know, and you probably do too, you know in your gut that this would not be happening if Donald Trump were still president. Now, I may feel a tinge of guilt complaining about the situation in America with what they're going through over there, but as much as my heart breaks, I am deeply concerned about the situation in this country. People paying ridiculous amounts for gas. I filled up my car the other day, almost $90.
Probably gets his gas at a Lukoil station too.